We're learning the laws of Hilchos Beis Hakneses. Within the laws of Hilchos Beis Hakneses is the siman entitled Seder Masu Matan, the way in which a person conducts themselves, in which the Mishnah Berurah discusses at great length the proper behaviors a person should try to adopt in their lives. Quoting the words of the Rambam, he says as follows: Bechelek lo sase siman kuf tzadihei. This is probably not the most enjoyable one, but nonetheless is what he brings down. The idea of eating. He says the person should be cautious not to eat, to drink in a gluttonous manner in their youth. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo sochu al hadam. Now the Lashon of Zol v'sove, as he quotes in a second, is talks about the laws of a Tzor Amora. Person who is a teenager, a 13-year-old who steals from his parents and with that money purchases meat, wine, and partially diluted, raw, partially cooked meat, and he eats from it. And when it's discussing over here, Losochol Adam, apparently he's also alluding to the fact that the issue that the person who is a Tzor Amora, who is Chayv Misa, which will be punished. As the Torah says, but the significance also is connected to the way that he eats. A person should not eat things which will bring a person toward dying. This is referring to as you are a naira, when you're a nairus, you're 12, a nar, 12-year-old, 13, a young boy, 13 actually, then at that point, you should not eat certain things which will bring you to or toward Misa. But then he says like this, it's true that once a person has reached a certain age, he's no longer 13, and as the Gemara says, 3 months, you no longer, by eating this type of food, will actually be sentenced to death, as the Torah says. Nonetheless, the fact that the Torah points out that this child is eating and drinking in this manner, it obviously shows that it's something which is not something which we should be doing even after that age. It's something which is not the proper way of eating. Midachsiv, from the fact that it says, V'omru el zikne iro benenu zes sole zoel v'sove, v'nemar b'kabbalah al tihi b'sove yayin b'sove basar lamo. The way that the parents are revealing to the Beis Din that the child is not acting properly is that he's saying that he's eating and drinking in a gluttonous manner, which obviously shows that it's not just an issue for a child to behave that way, but also later on as well. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Ramban that says, "Of Ramban nichol kol zeh b'mitzvas asei kedoshim tihiyu." The famous Ramban says, "Kedoshim tihiyu," that you should be kadosh. And obviously, when it's talking about, the Ramban stipulates and explains, it cannot be referring to a mitzvah. You can be you're kadosh by performing and adhering to the things which you're not allowed to do. Right? You're making sure that you're not going to violate any los asays. Well, obviously, the Torah already says those mitzvot that you're not allowed to do. So when it says kedoshim, says the Ramban, it's kodesh atzmecha b'mutaloch, that even things which are permissible to you, things which you technically are allowed to partake in, that doesn't mean you should overindulge in them. And by overindulging, that, according to the Ramban, goes directly against the words of the Torah of kedoshim tihiyu, that a person should act in a holy and dignified manner. And the Piskei Tshuvos then continues and discusses this at greater length and says the issue of overindulging, specifically by food and drink. A person who eats and drinks more than their fill, it's not something which is viewed favorably not only by Hashem, but also by people. When it comes to eating and drinking, a person should not have more than they need to. Even though, let's say, nowadays we see things, many things, which are very sweet to the mouth, quite enjoyable, but that's only short-time thinking. If you think about the long run, it's not something which is healthy. Rather, as he uses the Lashon, it's mazik, could cause physical harm. But Nemshech Achar Hayayin, also a person who constantly is involved in abusing alcohol. Person who goes after such pleasures, you're really facing and going after the Sam Hamavas, which is a form of poison, which a person, of course, we heard of alcohol poisoning, but it's also a person who continuously abuses alcohol, that unfortunately they become addicted to it. He says that a person who overeats, a person is not going to be able to think clearly. Rather, he uses the language as though your mind will become very foggy and hazy, so that you're not going to be able to focus. The person who is so full, they're not going to be able to concentrate, won't be able to bench properly with proper kavana, and they're also not going to be engaged in Torah's thoughts. And he says on the bottom, quoting the words of the Or Tzadikim, he says that a person who eats in such a manner, that maybe al iser zeh, al achila derech zol v'soyveh, who eats as a glutton, quotes the words of the Prima Gadim in the name of the Shla, that says that Ochal Chila Maruva over Begimel Lavin. You've actually violated three Torah prohibitions by overeating. Hishamar Lacha, that a person should be guard themselves. Pentishkach, the Pasuk, which says you should not forget Hashem, which a person who overeats, possibly you become so comfortable with yourself that you don't think of God. Ubal Tishaksu, and also not to become disgusting. And the Baal Tashaksu, some people say by throwing away food is Baal Tashchis. Don't throw it away, it's Baal Tashchis. But there's also by overindulging, eating much more than you should, then you violate yourself as Baal Tashaksu by making yourself look abominable. And then he quotes the words of the Rambam. He says, Ilchu Kedei Shetichyu, Vayeser Tachrimu. You should only eat enough that you should be able to function, literally to live. And the rest of it, all the leftovers, that's not something which you need, you can discard. To Amru, you should not think, Shirov Hamaychel Hamishtav, a person who eats and drinks a lot more than you need to, by doing so, I'm doing Lishma, Yagdil Haguf, I'm going to become very strong, my body, Viarba Haseichel, I'll be able to think, and I can compare it, Kesak Kamizmali, just filling up a sack, so the bigger the sack is, the greater it is, it's going to contain more. So therefore, I'm going to eat a whole lot, and it's going to be beneficial for me. Kihu nehepach. Of course, this is the opposite. A person who does not eat so much, it's going to be much easier for one to digest its food. And therefore, you'll be able to be physically healthy, and you'll also be able to think properly as well. If one eats more than they should, rather it's comparable to an empty sack. And he says that this is the actual source to the majority of sicknesses and the majority of illnesses. Going back to the Piskei Tshuva for a moment, he says v'chlal hazehirus, within this category of being cautious, is also shul echel Bashuk or Rechovos, that a person should not eat in the marketplace, in the street, as the Gemara in Kedushin, the very end of the first parak says, the Daimel Kelev. By doing so, you're looking like a dog, which most people probably would not want to be mistaken. V'lo Echo V'lishtos V'amida, and also a person should not eat or drink standing. However, the way we should emulate are the ways of the tzaddikim. As the Piskei Tshuva concludes, the tzaddik oichel esava nasha, that a tzaddik only eats to being satiated. Without being completely stuffed and full. Gufo, he will only eat that which he needs to be able to function. When a person eats in such a fashion, they'll have a better frame of mind, and he'll be able to function properly. This way, Hashem will view him in a positive manner. He concludes and says this falls under the category of Shema'artim Ma'od Nafsho Seichem, how we have an obligation to make sure to take care of ourselves.